think the consensus from yesterday is that most people feel kind of sorry for Robert Mueller. You may not. Some people don't. Some people are like, you know, to hell with it. He put himself in that position. He knew what he was getting in for. Or maybe he didn't. You know, maybe he did know. Maybe he didn't know. Maybe he was kept in the dark as to what was said. Clearly didn't go over his report. The other big story that came out yesterday to me, capital punishment. Federal death penalties are going to be carried out for the first time since 2003. That after an announcement from Attorney General William Barr. Barr saying those federal death penalties, there are 62 inmates in federal penitentiaries facing the death penalty. Maybe the most high profile in the last 20 years, Timothy McVeigh, put to death in 2001 during the administration of George W. Bush. But the federal government announcing that it's going to switch from a three-drug protocol caught up in legal challenges to using a single drug to execute inmates by lethal injection. It clears the way for ordering the Bureau of Prisons to schedule executions of five inmates. That'll happen in December and January. Congress has expressly authorized the death penalty through legislation adopted by the people's representatives in both houses of Congress and signed by the president, said Attorney General William Barr in a statement. Now, here's the problem. All 20 of the candidates running for president as Democrats oppose the death penalty. One of those candidates, however, back in the 1990s, proclaimed his support for the death penalty and said, I wrote the statute for the death penalty. We'll take care of this. That being Joe Biden, the problem with being in the United States Senate for 36 years is you have a track record. And decades later, those ideals may not line up with what's happening in the current set of circumstances. So Joe Biden finds himself in a difficult position once again of trying to explain what went on in the past. Now, Joe Biden continues to lead in the polls. Joe Biden's latest numbers, he is at 29.3% and rising. Bernie Sanders back in second place. This is nationally Elizabeth Warren in third and Kamala Harris in fourth place as they head toward, we're only 100 days away now or less until the first votes are cast in Iowa and New Hampshire. Biden leading Elizabeth Warren by a wide margin in Iowa currently, leading Elizabeth Warren by a wide margin in New Hampshire as well. Bernie Sanders running third in both places. Bernie Sanders becoming ever more shrill, you may have noticed, on the campaign trail. This will be the latest on capital punishment for them to discuss. It will likely come up next week at the debates in Detroit. And yes, we will have people on the floor during the debates and have them here on the program to discuss directly their impressions of what it was like to be inside the hall in Detroit. Now, having said all of that, I want to get to the death penalty myself. I am not a death penalty supporter. I know that surprises a lot of people, but I have never been a death penalty supporter. I live in the only state, I believe, that has never allowed the death penalty. The death penalty was not allowed in Michigan from the first day it became a state, back in 1837, I guess. There have only ever been two executions in the state of Michigan. They are both federal executions. So when it comes to execution, I believe it's a tremendous waste of resources because to get to an execution, a tremendous amount of time, effort, capital, exhausted through the appeals process, through the court process, through all of it, it's more economically effective just to say, put them in prison and forget about it. It's also morally more responsible to me. I am a pro-life individual who believes to be consistent that I would have to be against the death penalty, which I am. I think that violence begets violence, and I don't think that violence put forth by the United States government or other governments has any impact on crime rates. There is no impact on the crime rate in Texas, even though they lead the nation in the number of executions. In fact, they have an express lane in Texas, basically. Woo! Go right to the express lane. Go right to the front of the line. Other states that are death penalty states that have some, you know, proficiency, Alabama, Florida. This has no impact on the amount of crime in these states. Old Sparky or Yellow Mama or the names of these other electric chairs that they use have had no effect on slowing down crime or keeping crime from occurring. I don't believe it'll have any impact at the federal level either. Now, having said all that, do I see cases that I say, you know, I don't, as a general rule, believe in the death penalty, but I might make an exception for this guy? Yeah, I do that. You know, if people abuse children, for example, sexually, physically, emotionally, and then or murder children, you know, there are places where I can make an exception to my prohibition on the death penalty as a general rule. I try to be consistent, but I do have, you know, I'm human. And there are times when I can say, you know what, I can see this. It's also not an issue that'll make me vote one way or the other. All of the Democrat candidates came out yesterday, and so did the mob squad and AOC and Ilhan Omar, decrying the evils of the death penalty. And in this very rare case, I actually agree with them. In this very rare case, I actually agree with Bernie Sanders that the death penalty has no place in modern America. I would agree with that. The days of the public hanging are gone. The days of the public hanging are gone, when they used to call the whole town together and watch some poor sad sack get hung in the village square. Those days are over and should be. It's a different time. I'll accept your comments, though. Drop me a line. Tell me what you think. SteveGruber.com, the place to go. Email me. We'll go to the mailbag. We'll check it out. We'll put it up here on the program. Good to have you listening anyway. By the way, while we're talking about that, you could follow us at SteveGruber.com and on Facebook and on Twitter and on Instagram. We love to hear from you and love to have you interact with the program. Again, go to SteveGruber.com. Drop us an email. Follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. Let's see here. Where am I? Oh, yes. Coming up in hour number two, by the way, Congressman Tim Walberg will be here. Congressman Tim Walberg will join us from Michigan's 7th Congressional District, give us feedback on what his takeaways were from Adam Schiff's performance and Jerry Nadler's performance, and then actually talking about some of the things that are going on, some of the work that's actually being done in Washington that you never hear about that he's involved with. I mean, there are things actually happening, believe it or not. The Steve Gruber Show.
Seen the headlines. Water purity has never been more important than it is today. It's time to give yourself and your family the best water you can. Wolverine Water is Michigan's premier water treatment company and has been since 1947. Wolverine serves customers statewide, and they're ready to test your water for free. With everything you've heard, you need peace of mind. You need Wolverine Water in your free water test. Go to SteveGruber.com and click on the Wolverine Water logo. That's SteveGruber.com and click on the Wolverine Water logo.
Student safety affects us all, and you can make a difference using OK to Say.
OK to Say is an easy and confidential way for Michigan students to report anything that threatens their safety or the safety of others.
If you see or hear something that doesn't seem right, you can submit a confidential tip using the OK to Say mobile app.
Or you can submit by text, email, the OK to Say website, or call 8555-OK-TO-SAY.
Protect yourself and others by using OK to Say, because if you won't, who will?
This message sponsored by OK to Say and MAB.